She cut herself opening the envelope. Kestrel had been eager, she'd been a fool, tearing into the letter simply because it had been addressed in Harani script. The letter opener slipped. Seeds of blood hit the paper and bloomed bright. It wasn't, of course, from him. The letter was from Haran's new minister of agriculture. He wrote to introduce himself and to say he looked forward to when they would meet.
"I believe you and I have much in common and much to discuss," he wrote.
Kestrel wasn't sure what he meant by that. She didn't know him or even of him, although she supposed she would have to meet with the minister at some point. She was, after all, the imperial ambassador to the now independent territory of Haran. Kestrel didn't anticipate spending time with the minister of agriculture. She had nothing to say on crop rotation or fertilizer. Kestrel caught the haughty tone of her thoughts. She felt the way it thinned her mouth. She realized that she was furious at this letter, at herself, at the way her heart had leaped to see her name scrawled in the Harani alphabet on the envelope. She had hoped so hard that it was from Aaron. But she'd had no contact with him for nearly a month, not since she'd offered him his country's freedom. And the envelope hadn't even been addressed in his hand. She knew his writing. She knew the fingers that would hold the pen. Blunt-cut nails, silver scars from old burns, the calloused scrape of his palm, all very at odds with his elegant cursive. Kestrel should have known right away that the letter wasn't from him. But still, the quick slice of paper. Still, the disappointment. Kestrel set aside the letter. She pulled the silk sash from her waist, threading it out from under the dagger that she, like all Valorians, wore strapped to her hip. She wound the sash around her bleeding hand. She was ruining the sash's ivory silk. Her blood spotted it. But a ruined sash didn't matter, not to her. Kestrel was engaged to Prince Varix, heir to the Valorian Empire. The proof of it was marked daily on her brow in an oiled, glittering line. She had sashes upon sashes, dresses upon dresses, a river of jewels. She was a future empress. Yet when she stood from her carved ebony chair, she was unsteady. She looked around her study, one of many rooms in her suite, and was unsettled by the stone walls, the corners set insistently into perfect right angles, the way two narrow hallways cut into the room. It should have made sense to Kestrel, who knew that the Imperial Palace was also a fortress. Tight hallways were a way to bottleneck an invading force. Yet it looked unfriendly and alien. It was so different from her home. Kestrel reminded herself that her home in Haran had never really been hers. She may have been raised in that colony, but she was Valorian. She was where she was supposed to be, where she had chosen to be. The cut had stopped bleeding. Kestrel left the letter and went to change her day dress for dinner. This was her life, rich fabric and watered silk trim. A dinner with the emperor and the prince. Yes, this was her life. She must get used to it.